This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, and for once, Maryland won at the buzzer. They didn't lose at the buzzer. They won at the buzzer. And I got to say, B, I don't know today that I have a greater sense of relief that they did not get knocked out at the buzzer again, or happiness that they won and it's on to the Sweet 16.
I just want to know, what was the sickness you were going to have, because you say you were almost sick?
I definitely wasn't coming if they lost in the first round to Grand Canyon. But, Lamphill, much to your chagrin, they beat the snot out of Grand Canyon. And I am fighting something, for the record, but I'm playing hurt today. Because if I didn't come in today, you guys would give me so much grief. Dude, I'm just so happy that Maryland basketball gets to advance to the Sweet 16, and it's so on brand for Maryland basketball that, like, they're succeeding despite just chaos surrounding the program and this looming threat of the Villanova job. I kind of don't care. I'm resigned to all of that. I just want them to give Florida everything they got Thursday night.
Yep, they're going to have to.
Did you watch?
Just a little.
So that's a no. Did you watch the end?
Yeah.
That's what you needed to watch. Colorado State was great. Colorado State played the game the 12 seed has to have to beat the 4. They shot out of this world. They made a ton of hustle plays, and they were better than Maryland for a lot of that game. There was a point in the second half where I thought Maryland had taken control and this thing had calmed down. And then, sure enough, they didn't score like the last 2 minutes of the game. And, dude, when Colorado State had – good for Julian Reese to make those two free throws late. I was very impressed and happy for him. And then Colorado State gets the ball, and that kid, Clifford, that should have been ejected in the first half, he makes a really nice pass to the dude on the outside, drills the three. That kid had been killing them. Lake had been killing them all game. The amount of, like, rant, like, the, I was just talking to Cakes in the hallway. This kid, Bowen Bourne, he's like 5'8", white dude that looks like a 30-year-old accountant, came in and just dropped 10 points off the bench. he was able to get to the rim whenever he wanted. It was just – everything went wrong in that game until the end, and I think your star players have to be stars in the biggest moment. And Queen won. Willard said, I asked who wanted the ball. He said, give me the bleeping ball. And I loved that he just went to the basket. So many of these guys just stand around and pull up from
dribble, dribble, dribble,
yeah,
shoot.
Right. And he went to the basket, which is the best part of his
game.
That
gives you a double whammy. You could score or get fouled.
Totally.
You know?
You know, a lot of Terps played well. Their whole starting five was in double figures. It's kind of how they work. But it was, golly, they needed that. I think there was no madness, right?
Uh-huh.
There's no big upsets. There's no St. Peter's. There's no Fairleigh Dickinson. And if Maryland had lost, they'd be the one high seed, the one top four seed that loses.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the conversation rather than now. Dude, when we get to one shining moment, and who knows, there's still a lot of basketball to be played. There's, outside of that Derek Queen shot last night, there's zero memorable moments from the first two rounds. You know, maybe we open the phone lines up for all the people that told us how much better the NCAA tournament is than the NFL playoffs. Because I had a dude at Tapped on Friday after the show when we were just hanging out. He's like, dog, you know you're wrong on that one. I was like, well, I feel pretty good about it right now.
He's crazy as hell. That's what that dude is.
A few things really bothered me from last night. And I try not to be a blame the refs guy. Like, I think in the Commanders NFC title game loss to the Eagles, the refs weren't great, but they had three turnovers. I guess four at
four
the end of that game. Like, Washington wasn't winning that game. Philly was outrageous, and the refs didn't change it.
Yep.
The refs yesterday changed this damn thing. Have you seen the elbow?
No, I heard you talking about it when you were walking in.
All right, I'm going to show it to you. We're going to get B-Mitch live reaction to this elbow. Here, I'll pull it up on my computer. It'll be better. This dude gets blasted. Dude, Brian, if this happened in the NFL, it would have been an ejection and, like, dude going to the medical tent. And it happened in college basketball, and nobody cared. Here. You see it right here? All right, live reaction from B-Mitch on the elbow. Geronimo.
He completely threw an elbow.
Yo, completely threw
an
elbow.
But he tried to act like he didn't?
Bro, he wasn't even called for a foul.
The ref didn't see that at all.
Yo, and there's an... and
did they go look at it?
No! They review everything. It takes a half hour for the last 3 minutes of a basketball game and they to review if a basketball goes off some dude's fingernail, and they didn't review that. And they have, like, a spotter.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, they have an alternate ref whose job is to be like, yo, fellas, you missed this one. Come over here. It was so egregious and outrageous. I mean, you can hear my voice. It's kind of shot. I was very legitimately pissed off by that. And then the announcers throughout that game, and I like Jalen Rose, and they were so one-sided towards wanting the upset. Like, I get that upsets are a big part of how you sell March Madness, and I get that this is all a giant TV show.
Uh-huh.
But, dude, there's two teams playing. And when they keep being like, oh, it's so crazy, Colorado State hasn't got whistled for any fouls. Yeah, because they're not calling anything on them. It was unbelievable, dude. The same guy.
I can't believe that Maryland guy shows he reacted to it, and they don't go look at it.
He's then on the ground for a while, and eventually he gets up and is like, I don't know how Willard wasn't flipping out. I don't know how other teammates weren't flipping out. Like, it's almost like he had to get up and try to shove the guy for it to matter. But he was knocked woozy.
That's crazy.
That was just so egregious. It kind of impacted the whole game, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were some calls in the second half, the same kid. Yo, and that I don't know anything about Clifford outside of he's a really good basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a NBA player. I mean, he's got a long, lean body. He finished the game with 21 points, 7 boards, 6 assists, including
and one elbow.
And one giant elbow. And And, you know, they kept talking about, oh, that's only his first foul. He had what should have been an offensive foul on a drive. And I'm going to show you this one, too. They didn't call this. It was outrageous. And I'll ask the rest of the – you'll love this, though. So Derek Queen had some banger lines after the game.
Mm-hmm.
He was asked, where does the confidence come from to take that shot at the end? And I don't know if he took the question literally or just decided this was his answer. He's like, oh, I'm for Baltimore.
Hey, yo, JP, being someone who, like, went to school with a lot of Baltimoreans, that was the most Baltimore
answer ever.
Like, dog, when I heard it, I felt like, if you from the city of Baltimore, like, you feel the passion. He really was. She goes, yeah, where does the confidence come from? I'm from Baltimore. That's where it come from. That's how much passion, you know, because they say when you walk around Baltimore, you got to be loud, proud, and who you are so you can be heard.
Mm-hmm.
You felt it.
Yeah, I loved it. All right, look at this foul. I tweeted this out. Watch him hook Gillespie.
He hook, he threw him.
Yeah. That's an obvious offensive foul. No whistle. It was all night.
He was getting the NBA treatment right there.
Doug, it was unbelievable.
You get to throw an elbow and a hook and throw. And you don't get a foul.
And, like, isn't the point of being in the Big Ten that the refs give you the favoritism over what conference is Colorado State in? The WAC?
Mountain West.
B-Hawk, as the basketball guy among us, what'd you think of the Terps win?
I love it. Someone's got to beat Florida.
So that is now.
That sounds like you hating right there, B.
Yeah, why are you hating?
I don't think Auburn matches up well with them at all.
Plenty for us to discuss looking ahead. I'm not done looking back yet. I think UConn gave Florida a hell of a run trying to muck it up. I don't think the Terps aren't that kind of team. Like, if for Maryland to win, for Maryland to beat Florida, they basically need the same game Colorado State played against them. They got to make everything, including the outrageous stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They got to get every break, win every hustle point. Sorry, I didn't realize I wasn't in there yet. I was just in the background. I'm now in the stream for all those streaming.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The vibes afterwards were so good, and everybody keeps asking about Willard. Is he going to take this Villanova job? I don't mean this rude, but, like, if he's got to take it, he's got to take it. Like, okay. He's been here 3 years. Last year, they were really bad. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to flip out. And if Nova wants to go all in, I suppose I can understand why he might want to go there, because he probably won't have to deal with the push and pull of trying to deal with football budgeting versus basketball budgeting. At Villanova, it's obviously basketball first.
Mm-hmm.
I think I personally think Willard right now, the reason he's been so public with so many things is he's got the leverage. He's got the juice to do it.
He has all of it right now.
So that's why you do it. You know what I mean? I don't know that that will always work, but right now you've got it. He obviously he said the comments about the AD publicly because he clearly knew he was about to go to SMU, and I think he wanted to force the issue. Just like, all right, dude. Yeah, well, he's going to SMU, so we got to figure out who the next AD is. I've gotten a million texts about who it could be. One person explained to me that, like, the college sports model is going to shift from one dude is the AD that does athletics, and then one dude is a CRO or Chief Revenue Officer.
Yeah.
So they kind of separate the
money. You got to have those these days.
Yeah, dude. Everything's changing, and you just hope they can stay kind of with the cutting edge. But I thought, B, I think you're definitely going to like this. So Derek Queen, I was really happy and proud of Derek Queen last night because he's a freshman. It's remarkable. He's got a real baby face.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got braces. Like, he just looks
like a kid.
If you just saw a picture of his face, you'd think he's 14.
Mm-hmm.
And he happens to be 6'10", right? With incredible feet and handles. But he got asked last night, kind of what Coach Willard does to get this team together.
Mm-hmm. Willard's someone who basketball players listen to, and what has he meant to you guys in the short time he's been with you?
First, he do pay us the money. And then so we got to listen to him. And we all trust him because he's like a player coach. And then he want nothing but the best for us. And he just, he coaches hard. He talked to us other than basketball. He's just always there and just want us to win.
First, he give us the money.
Yeah.
I like that.
I thought you'd like that one, man. It was such an awesome night. The only thing that's pissing me off now is there are a lot of people out there that you watch the Queen shot. To me, that was a pretty clean two steps.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to call that a travel, then you got to start calling travels on like 65% of moves to the basket. Did that look at all like a travel to you?
No. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I think three steps is legal now because everybody does it. They do a shuffle, and then they take a little extra step every time. I don't understand why people are still talking about stuff like that, like as if it's something that is so egregious. It's not.
That didn't look like a travel to me live, and there are plenty of times. So watching that game last night, the first half was awful, B. They were awful. I mean, they were down like 16 at one point. They went into halftime down 7. And in the first half, I was not impressed with the hustle or physicality of some of the Maryland players.
Mm-hmm.
And I was screaming at my television. And I was screaming some words that little girls don't often hear. And Shelby got, like, legit upset with me. And so I tried to dial it back a little bit. She's
you were losing it.
She's a very devout Catholic, and taking the Lord's name in vain is a problem. But dude, what was so bizarre is in the second half, Maryland came storming back. At various points, I felt pretty calm, and then at the end, I'm just like completely on edge. And CSU, the kid hits that shot to go up 1, and I kind of felt it coming, honestly, because Maryland. Reese hits 2 free throws to go up 2, and I'm like, all right, like this, they're going to shoot a 3. Like, there's no way they're tying this up. It's either going down or it's not. And they hit that, and I just sunk into my chair. I just sunk. And I was like a human centipede.
Oh,
like, just, and then when Queen hit the shot, I didn't even yell. I just like jumped up and stood there in amazement. And it was very, very awesome. It was really, really, really cool. And I'm really happy it happened. Happy for those kids. I mean, the joy they had. And so I did a hit. So AMAC that works here, right? I guess also does like Big Ten radio for Sirius.
Really?
So he asked me to come on this morning. I think he presented me as a reporter, and I just was like, yeah, I'm a fan, dog. But whatever. It was a good interview, I think. I hope. They were kind of asking about what happens next for this Terps team. Like, you know, how many of these guys are coming back, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know that anybody knows on any team across the country.
True.
With the portal, dude, everything is year to year. And right now, I think it's probably a 70% chance Willard is sticking around. But maybe he's gone. Like, we don't know anything. Mm-hmm. And I'm just trying to enjoy right now. I know a lot of folks want to talk about this. I'm getting a million responses here. Terps are going to the Sweet 16. Thank freaking God. I could not have handled them losing that way again. Should the kid have been ejected? How bad were the refs? Oh, my mother-in-law called me last night after the game. I have to get this. Joyce is very upset. Charles Barkley does not know Derek Queen's name. He kept calling him Derek McQueen, and it drove my mother-in-law crazy. So, Joyce, I got that on the record. We're going to open these phone lines up. We got Justin Williams talking NCAA tournament at 11. Barry Svrluga joins us at noon, 800-636-1067. Let's go.